today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
July new music, July new music, July new music, July new music.
Good morning, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for July new music. First up is the band Mama from Los Angeles. The latest album is called Household Name. Mama is a female duo that plays guitar-driven indie rock reminiscent of the 1990s. You can hear Veruca Salt and even the Breeders in their sound. And the song I'd like for you to play is called Speeding 72. My second choice is the band Birth from San Diego, and their latest album is called Born. Birth is heavily influenced by 1970s progressive rock. You'll see it on their album cover of their latest album. They have organs, Mellotron, guitar. You can hear a little bit of Yes, even some King Crimson, Wishbone Ash in their sound. The songs are long. Mainly instrumental. There's some vocals. And the song I like for you to play is called Cosmic Tears. As always, Jim, Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Jim, Pat, interns, community, Jason Govel checking in from New York City. Hope all are doing well. Here are a couple of July new music picks. Admittedly, I went and saw a bunch of Dead & Company and Phish shows last month, and that probably influenced my selections. The first of which being the latest from Dawes, Misadventures of Doomscroller. The songs are all pretty lengthy. I think the shortest song on the album is about 5.5 minutes. And the songs definitely have a jam bandish feel. That having been said, I think the songs are jammed out nicely and very enjoyable. The song I'll pick is Ghost in the Machine. The second pick is the latest from Ty Segall, Hello Hi. The album is a pretty quiet album. It's mostly Ty Segall on acoustic guitar. The song I recommend, and was probably my favorite song of the month, Saturday Part 2. I just like the music behind this one, including a saxophone that sort of kicks in halfway through the song and just helps build the thing to a great conclusion. Those are my two picks. Hope again all are doing well, and speak to you all later. Went and saw a bunch of Dead & Company and Phish shows last month.